Bonjour, je m'appelle Balzac. Oh merde, absolue merde. Cécile, regardez ma melon, les grands melons. What on earth is he talking about? Bonjour, c'est Jérémy Crème. Regardez les oh les petits déjeuners.
Why is he talking French, Cecil?
I haven't got a clue what's wrong with you, boy.
Well, I just felt a bit French, bit fancy, a bit French fancy. I want a French fancy, Cecil.
No, I haven't seen them in a long time, Paul.
No, they're difficult to find, Cecil, at this time of year. The Easter French fancies have gone, all the yellow ones. They've been snuffled away by people in Easter bonnets, I would imagine. But I want some, so I'm going to talk French until I'm given a French fancy. Like it or lump it, Sir Jeremy Cream III.
I actually don't like it very much. I think it's unpleasant to me. You sound like your mouth is full of rubber.
Oh, well, regardez. Regardez, Sir Jeremy.
Don't do that with my name. In fact, keep my name out of your dirty little French mouth.
I'm so sorry.
Margaret, you're being particularly quiet about it.
Yeah.
Any other reason you're turning Japanese, Paul?
French. Pastor Dave wants me to come up with a whole new menu, but the same menu, but in French, for his French month. He wants to have different themed months at the coffee club. And he wants to start it off around Europe. So I've been watching a lot of Euro trash. Hello, my little British chums. I'm Jean-Paul Gaultier. Right. Are you? No. No, I'm not. I'm Paul Fax. Big, lovely, round, cuddly man. Give us a hug, Sir Jeremy.
Don't come near me on the back seat, you mucky little man.
I'm so sorry. Trying to be affectionate.
Well, no, keep your affections to yourself, thank you.
He bloody does every night, Sir Jeremy. Mucky wanker.
Margaret!
Made me cough now, baby. I hate being back at work. I'd like to stipulate that, thank you. Yeah, well, that's what you get for having a week and a day off. It's the trauma of being back at work, Cecil. It's awful. Getting back into that old routine makes me want to sleep, Cecil.
Yeah, well, it will do, won't it? You got to get back into that lovely, comfortable routine of getting up, getting your little body dressed, polishing your teeth, having your Weetabix and 3 tablespoons of sugar.
In the microwave, Cecil. Delicious.
Yes. And getting yourself off to work.
Will you please start driving me to work again, Cecil?
Maybe I will, maybe I won't, but I don't think I want to get up at 9:30 every morning.
I hate getting up at 9:30 every morning.
You're supposed to set off at 9:30, not get up at 9:30.
It's so difficult, Cecil, to get there for 10 o'clock. Nobody orders food till about 10:10. I've always got a little bit of leeway. Pastor Dave hasn't said anything in several years, so I assume he hasn't got a problem with it.
Of course he's got a problem with it. Isn't that what you said, Margaret?
Yep. When I was working there as the chef.
Cook.
Chef. He said he was very annoyed that you always turned up late. What was wrong with you that you couldn't get to work on time?
Did you tell him I'm lazy?
Yeah, frequently.
Probably why he keeps giving me so much responsibility.
I really don't like to hear it sound like that, Paul. We have a beautiful language. The Queen's King's English, excuse me. And I don't want you to butcher it with your round, horrible, fat words.
I apologize. I'm very, very sorry.
That's a warrant to me. I may have to start physically slapping you.
Please don't do that.
Well, anyway, where have you three been? Just realised what you were doing in the vehicle.
We've been elsewhere, Paul. We picked you up. What do you want?
I want a day out. Where have you been?
We've been to a stately home to look at some garden items.
Garden items?
Yes, the fuchsias, the daffodowndillies.
I had some pancakes, Paul.
Well, what?
The American with bacon on. Deliciousness. I felt very continental.
Oh, not the le crap.
What? I didn't have a crap. Just did several wheeze.
Crepe, mother.
No, American pancakes. Not flat English pancakes.
It was lovely. I had the ploughman's lunch. Lots of chili. No. What was it, Cecil?
Piccalilli.
Oh, that's right. Piccalilli.
Ches.
And mitts. Sausage roll. And, Cecil, you ate my pastry, you dirty little boy.
I did eat your pastry. You weren't going to eat it.
Nope. Weren't abide that dry flaps. Margaret, do you like a dry flap?
What?
Nobody wants that, Sir Jeremy.
Is it being mucky, Cecil?
Oh, I thought you meant your pastry. You're mucky. You're being mucky, Sir Jeremy.
Yep, being a little bit bawdy. That 2 pints of lager I had with my lunch has done me good. What? Woof, Margaret?
I bloody woof at you. What's wrong with you, man?
Apologies?
I don't want your apologies. I don't want your topologies. I don't want your anthropomorph. But, I've gone wrong.
It's all right, Margaret.
Anthropologies, I was going to say.
It's all right.
Tripped over my words. All right, pal.
Fine, thanks.
Oh, it's got the monk on.
I've got the monk on me, that's right. I wanted to go see the tulips and have an expensive sandwich. Did you have a hot chocolate, Cecil?
Yep. Yes, we did. It was delicious.
Was that hot chocolate luxuriated in any nature?
Yep. Squirting cream was all upon it. And marshmallows. And hot chocolate flakes.
Meh.
You're sulking now.
Might sulk a little bit.
I'll grow up.
Shan't do that.
Anyway, Paul, you could have as many hot chocolates as you want at the coffee morning. Just tell Pastor Dave somebody's ordered it. And then take it to table 22 that doesn't exist and drink it down.
Hey, Cecil, don't tell him that.
I never did think of that, Cecil. I could just order food that for people that don't exist. Why did that never cross my mind, Cecil?
Maybe you don't have the love duplicity that Cecil has in him.
I'm not duplicitous.
You might be. You sound like you've done some duplicity in your past. What's the most duplicitous thing you've ever done, Cecil?
I once farted on a midget.
What?
What does duplicity mean?
Don't know. Something naughty, Cecil.
Yeah. Right in her mouth.
Cecil!
She had it coming, running at me, trying to bite my buttocks. I thought, right, well, I'll see you later, madam. Pop! And that eggy gas got rid of her.
When was this?
Oh, 1953.
I was going to say, not allowed to call them midgets now, Cecil. That's not very politically correct.
Oh, a little lady. A little lady, which is, I assume, what the cowboys are always talking about when they're talking about little ladies. Pack up your horse and drink my milk. Yes.
Drink your milk?
That's what a cowboy says, isn't it? Here, lap at my milk, young lady. Yes.
You're right, Cecil.
Yeah, I've had 2 pints with Sir Jeremy.
Oh, right.
Oh, a little bit drunk.
I did wonder why Mum was driving.
Yeah, I'm doing some lovely observations there, pal.
What are you observing, Mum?
Look at that lady there. She's got a face on her, Paul. Do you like it? Why don't you go ask her out on a date?
Because she was about 80.
And?
Too frightened, Mummy.
Little cowardly man, that's what you are. Little cowardly custard. You'll eat some mustard, and then you'll get tough lusted, cause you're single forever.
Right, thank you.
You're welcome.
You alright, Sir Jeremy?
What?
You've fallen asleep.
If one's fallen asleep in the back of a vehicle, the polite thing to do, you round little bubble, is to not wake me up and let me have my sleep.
You do need your beauty sleep. You fuck ugly.
Ow! Don't punch me!
Ever insult my appearance again, I will literally rip your eyes out your nose.
That really hurt me. That's assault, that is, sir. That's assault! I've been assaulted. Like a pack of Walkers of ready salted crisps. Ow.
Oh, here he goes.
No, I won't. I'm not going anywhere. I'm not giving you the oxygen of publicity.
The what?
I'm not rising to your bait. It's fine. Didn't hurt anyway.
He's a baby.
Sure, but not a baby.
Cecil, tomorrow when we go back to the stately home, I'd like to go round it and just laugh at all the stuff that they've got on display. I bet it's not as good as my things that I've got on display.
How do you feel about going to stately homes, Sir Jeremy, given you own one?
Well, like I say, I like to go round it and laugh and laugh and laugh at all the pathetic ornaments they put on display. I don't know, I've got one older than that. Oh, Ming Bars, I've got 4. Mm-hmm. You've only got the one. Oh, look at that oak staircase from 1632. Mine's from 1487, and it's got 14 more steps than you. Thus, I am better than you. Do you see that? Bloody Burton Agnes, I tell you what.
Now, is there snobbery in... Well, there must be, of course. What a silly question, Cecil. Of course the snobbery between stately homeowners.
Yep, but I'm the best one, so I look down on absolutely everyone. The only one who would come close to me was the Marquis of Bath, and he's dead and buried in the ground now, and I did win that. I said to him on his deathbed, "Oh, goodbye, you beardy bastard. You may have had 4 more lovers than me, but by jingo, I'm still alive." No. Toodle pip, and then I held his nose closed. No more Marquis of Bath. That's what I said to his wife. And you know what? She was very upset about it, which I thought was a bit of an overreaction. It's only the Marquis, I said.
Right.
Of Bath? Who cares about that?
People from Bath?
Who gives a shit about people from Bath? Idiots. They live in a big bloody bath, for Christ's sake. You want to live in a cream country, that's where you want to live. That's the best bloody place in the world. Unless you're a didokoi. Obviously.
All right, Sir Jeremy. Stop showing off now.
Nope. Never. I've got more money than you. Mm-hmm.
Oh, regarde ma grotte.
Wow.
Oh, bonjour, Margaret.
Oh, c'est ça. You're speaking sexy to me.
Oui. Regarde un sac magique, Margaret.
Oh, Cecil, put your testes away.
No, Margaret. Sac magique. Sac magique.
Now then.
Regarde les baguettes, Margaret.
I don't think you can call that thing a baguette, Cecil. It's barely a... excuse me. It's barely un croissant. Although it is, does curl round like un croissant, Cecil.
I swear to Jesus, if you don't stop speaking French, I'm going to come over there and say hello to you with the back of my hand. How would you feel about that?
Oh, très bien.
Don't you do it.
Oui, très bien, yeah. Magnifique!
He's got you there, Sir Jeremy.
How has it got me?
Well, you don't speak French, so you don't know if that's a real French word or if it just sounds French.
Listen to me, you little oik. I've been around the world enough times to know what's real French and what's not fake French.
Right.
Oh. Croque monsieur, is it?
I'm not a croque of Mrs. What?
No, Margaret. Je t'aime, Margaret. Oh, oui, je t'aime.
Oh, you sexy bastard.
Entre me.
I love your entrees, Cecil. They're delicious. Little pots of cuppa soup.
That's right. I mean, Margaret, yes. An appetizer.
Oh, I'd love some appetizer, Cecil. The fizzy apple-y bubbles.
You look like a big bubble.
I don't look like a bubble. I'm not that round.
You are that round. And I'd like to pop you.
Don't pop me.
I bloody love to. Do you know that? Stick a big pin in you and go, look at him, as you flop around the room with liquid fat spraying out of you like some kind of stuck pig or something.
Yeah, do you think it would come out of me like liquid cheese? Spraying out of me like country crock? Melted margarine? Something like that?
You wouldn't even be margarine. You'd be some kind of low-quality cooking spread. Catering spread or something like that. Stork, I imagine.
Yeah, you're not probably wrong there, Sir Jeremy. Probably taste about the same as well. No! Vite later.
Paul? Les Jamaican?
Absolutely, man. The Israelite. No, vite later. Something like that.
We're singing Vitalite far. I imagine that's what my blood looks like. Melted Vitalite or some kind of Aptivia spread, something like that.
Is Aptivia a spread?
You're thinking of Aptimel, Mum.
Oh, I was getting too mixed up.
I don't know what you're talking about.
What are you doing in the car, Sir Jeremy?
Cecil and Margaret have taken me out for a lovely lamb lunch.
Lamb lunch? Where have you been for a lamb lunch, Cecil?
Oh, le café en le moroto.
The what?
Le café en le moroto.
What does that mean, Mum?
It's been to the café. Yeah, your coffee morning, to pick, waiting for you to pick you up.
Why is Sir Jeremy Cream here?
I'm keeping an eye on my investments.
What investment?
I told you, you round little reindeer. I'm taking over your coffee morning for Creamlands, we're going to call it. Merge my cafes, which I have around the country, with Copeland's, using their produce, and we'll call it Creamlands.
That sounds like some kind of sleazy 1970s nightclub or something, run by one of the 80s sleazy men. Peter Stringfellow, is he dead?
I think he might be. He was too sexy to live, pal.
You used to love Peter Stringfellow, didn't you, Mum?
Oh, and then some. I thought he was very sexy.
Yes. Le Toupe? Le Peter Stringfellow?
What?
Your dad used to wear a Peter Stringfellow type toupee. It was a full wig, really. Like a mullet.
Ah, oui, Margaret.
You keeping that up all the way home, Cecil? Speaking French?
Absolute, Mom. Ah, oui, yes. Oh. Croissant.
Man.
He's been doing this all bloody afternoon. Yes, regardez.
What are you pointing at, Cecil?
Le daffer down, dear Lils, yes, le fusils.
I've got to say, your accent might need a bit of work, Cecil. Your French accent's slipping a bit.
Oh, boo, boo, boo.
That's just stupid noises, Cecil.
Oh, I apologise, meme, yes.
Saying we a lot, Cecil.
We.
Fair enough.
If you had a good morning at the coffee morning, my darling.
Yeah, it was all right. I'm struggling for small talk at the moment. There's only so often you can tell gentlemen that the foreheads are wrinkly before they start getting offended.
What are you mentioning the foreheads for?
Just... this man who came in and he was moving his forehead. It was so expressive, but so wrinkly. It was like he was doing acrobatic tricks, but with just his eyebrows. They were like two caterpillars on trampolines. It was quite impressive. And to begin with,
what?
To begin with, he liked my chat about his forehead and its elasticity. But the more I brought it up, the less and less he was interested in talking to me, and the more he wanted to talk to the rest of his people in his funeral, because it was a wake. You feel me?
I don't feel you.
No, you see where I'm going there with that. It was a funeral. And what are you going to talk about? I had to keep that chat small. You don't want big talk at a funeral. Well, a wake, really. I just started commenting on the movability of his forehead. Didn't take kindly to it just because he had a dead wife. Touchy bastard. Told me to leave him alone in the end. So I did. I said, fine. You sit there, looking sad. Went off and chatted to some of the... do you get bridesmaids at funerals?
No.
You should do, I think. You have, like, your lead mourners, but then some peripheral mourners... maybe they'll wear grey instead of black. Who can help, you know, with a tissue or if your legs buckle because you're so sad and you collapse a bit, they can prop you up a bit, something like that. Or if you just can't be asked crying, or if you didn't really like the dead person that much, maybe they can do some crying on your behalf.
Yeah, that's not a bloody bad idea, Paul. I mean, you want to put that into a business plan for me and... maybe we'll take that on tour around some of my investors. You could put it in my investment club if you want to. People might be interested.
What's that?
Hiring mourners to hire.
Mourners to hire?
Yes.
Why would you hire mourners? I'm just talking about friends and family.
No, you stupid little giant human letter zero. You have to monetize everything. See a business opportunity and leap at that bastard. Okay? Anything you can think of, if you can monetize it, bloody well get some bloody money out of it. And you know what? If somebody's at your funeral and they're not weeping enough, then you need to pay bastards to be there and crying, maybe with an onion up each nostril, something like that. I'm not sure. I've not thought for the logistics of it yet. But it's a bloody good idea.
Right. I want 51% for 200k, please.
Well, write me a business plan and then we'll see where we are. I think it was my actually idea. So you get nothing, Paul. In fact, forget the whole thing. I might suddenly have that as a business.
But no, I'll sue you. Yeah.
You can't literally sue me. You didn't have the idea.
Please, can I just quit my job and have thousands and thousands of pounds every month given unto me?
No!
Was that French, Cecil?
Oh, oui, yes. Not oui. Oh, oui.
Is no, no in French?
No, it's no. Le no.
Right.
Le Ovaltine, now we've seen her, looking like a saucy ballerina.
What?
Oh, disregarde.
Disregarde?
Yes. Oui, no, no.
Man. Who died, Paul?
Oh, Catherine Johnson. You don't know her.
Catherine Johnson? Now that name rings a bell.
Yes, she was one of the church campanologists.
That's funny if you know what a campanologist is.
Oh, it's a bell ringer.
Yeah. You see what I was doing with that joke?
Your church only has one bell and it's on an automatic system. I know because I wanted to ring the bastard when I said I was taking over the coffee morning and Pastor Bloody Dave wouldn't let me touch it.
Yeah.
He said, get your filthy hands off my bell. You shan't peel it. I was awfully disappointed. Then I remembered I've got a church in Cream Country and I went back and ding 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 lily ding donged that bastard till the whole village thought we were under attack. Because I was ding-donging too bloody much. Shouldn't have done it, but you know what? I caused slight panic, a little bit of a stampede. It was funny, watching all the village people come out, gathered around the central bench. They thought World War III was coming to them. I had to send Quimbertle out and say, no, no, he's just playing with his bell.
Penis.
What?
Nothing, don't worry about it. What are we having for tea, Cecil?
Oh, a piscine on pomfret. Yes, le pomfret, le freedom from pomfret.
Oh, right.
And piscine, yes. And, oh, cheese. Well, that isn't French. Le cheese.
Le fromage, Cecil.
Oh, that's right, yes. Regardez le fromage from cheddar. Yes. Cheddar fromage.
Is le fromage mild?
Oh, oui, Margaret. Very, very mild. I don't know what that is in French.
I don't know, Cecil. Does it matter?
Oui, it does, yes.
It's not French if you just say oui, Cecil. You can't then follow it up with English words.
You have to follow it up with French words too, Cecil.
And you have to sound round. You don't sound round enough for French, Cecil. You've got to be like, blow. A bit like a bit of Dickensian gentleman with a big fat frog type. And I don't mean that in a French way, but like you try and get your throat to blob out like a frog's throat does. That's how I sound French. Anyway, I go, le regardé, le fromage.
Right. You sound like Charles Mappers.
Sorry about that.
All rigor. I can't do it, Paul. I don't have the bilious... Bilious? The bulbous nature of your chins. Regard it. That doesn't work, Paul. Disregard it. Ich liebe dich.
Puffda.
I was saying I love you to my wife in German. The best language after English.
Don't talk sick to me, you dirty little elderly pervert.
I'm not a pervert.
Bloody hell. Dirty little pervert.
No. Nicht pervert. Ich bin Cecil. Der großen Krankenhaus.
What?
The large hospital.
Why are you hospital, Cecil?
Because I love putting plasters on your mother.
Is that some weird kink?
No, she just bangs her toes a lot because she's so big.
It's true, pal, and I've got my cons. He's a good administrator of my con plaster.
You've stopped speaking French, Cecil.
Oh, well, bugger me sideways.
No, I don't want to do that, thank you.
Told him it was a pervert. Why have you parked like a cretin, Cecil?
I don't know, but I have. Oh. Yeah. Oh, well, we're getting some funny looks, sir.
Who'd have thought the residents of Gillilees would be snobbish in nature? Some right mucky looks.
You'd think you've been round, or you were ethnic in nature, the mucky looks you're getting down here.
Pretty Gillilees, it stuck up itself. Whee, you're going round the corner.
Oh. Goodbye, Gillilees. I'll fall to my knees, cos it's you that pleases me. Bonjour, je m'appelle podcast people. La Mamelo is magnifique.
What does that mean, Cecil?
I think it means my hello is good. Or something. Not sure, I don't really know what it means.
Oh, well, bonjour.
Oh, please don't keep talking French at me.
No, no, monsieur. Je m'appelle Cecil, yes. Cecil, Peasel, Poussel.
All right, so that's enough French talk.
All right, well, we've been to loose slots on Gillilees. We're not doing a darts tournament, unfortunately. We had to do a turnaround. I was picking Paul up. You got to pick a Paul up or two. You got to pick a Paul up or two.
Beautiful falsetto, Cecil.
Yes. I was picking Paul up from his employment at the Quaffy Morning. And we got stuck in traffic. It was horrific. It said it would take us 14 years to get home. So I've gone a different way. What is going on here? Idiots. Idiots. Prettyots and flidiots. People don't know how to drive, Paul.
No, me neither.
Yeah, well, I do. Anyway, it was going to take 15 decades to get home that way, so I did a U-turn in Gillilees. Got looked at by all the people.
Honestly, you'd think you were a didacoy, the foul looks you were getting from the old gentle people there walking down Gillilees.
Yeah, anyway, we turned around and we're going a different way home now.
And that was enough to make you go from not wanting to do a podcast
to wanting to do a podcast, Cecil?
Yeah, I thought so. This is going to take us forever. It's a 15-minute drive in normal stance. We've already been driving 20 minutes.
Right, and you think people want to hear you rant on and on and on, and Ariston, Cecil, like we said before?
Well, it's a scary skeleton. It's re-record, not fade away. Re-record, not fade away.
Yeah. Scared the shit out of me. What was it with creepy adverts in the 80s? Mr. Soft. Well, he was 90s technically, but still spooky as a bastard.
What on earth are you talking about?
Just there's a scary skeleton in an advert for VHS tapes. Oh, this woman's given up, Cecil. She said, no thanks. I'm banging a U-E.
She's dug off what?
Doing a U-turn.
All right. Do people now not have any patience? It's this TikTok generation, I tell you what. People have no patience. If it's not longer than 6 seconds, they simply can't abide it.
Oh, everyone's going right now up that road. That's the road we've just come to avoid, you fools. Yes. It's a nightmare traffic in Biddington. The nightmare drive home. It's the nightmare traffic in Biddington. I'm going all alone.
You're not alone, Cecil.
No. I know.
It's quite warm, Cecil. Can you put the cold air on my underbosom?
Yeah. 11 degrees, it claims outside. That's absolute legal bullshit.
Yeah. It is, isn't it? Oh, my God. We're going to be here forever, Cecil.
This is what you get for leaving work on time, Paul. Normally, you're 15 to 20 minutes late. And all the traffic's gone. Why did you leave so early? Or on time, rather?
I had lots of trumps and I thought, you know, I'm going home. So this, sitting in the coffee morning, trumping my bum off.
That's disgusting.
Well, that's what Pastor Dave said. It's too heavy of an egg-based gas.
All right.
Why was it so egg-based?
We've been testing quiches out this week. Albert has been... He's quite a good quiche maker. But it does mean I'm getting through about 30 eggs a day. It's all right. It stops me going to the toilet. Saves that little chore of an evening.
We're down to 50% petroleum spirits in the car now.
Right. Nobody cares, Cecil.
Cecil cares. Have you seen the bloody price of petrol?
Don't matter about petrol, Cecil.
Yeah, that's what you think.
Don't even cross my mind, Cecil, when it comes to going in a car, how much petrol costs you.
Yeah, I'm well aware.
Stop picking your nose, please, Cecil.
Can't help it, I've got bogies. Bogies. Did you just eat that, Cecil? Oh, hello, Victor. How are you doing?
I'm all right, thank you, Cecil. I'm having a nice time today. So Jane McQueen's brought you to your house to have a look through your record collection.
Oh, yes. What interests you in my vinyls?
I'd like to go through them all and see if you've got anything that's worth a lot of money. And I can put my nose on it and...
What?
I just love licking the vinyls. Of vinyls.
Pay attention, Cecil, we're moving.
Moving in a groove and look at me.
Don't you wobble those bosoms near me. That's hideous.
Sorry about that.
There's the liquid dribbling off them.
Yeah. God, road ahead closed now, Cecil. This is a nightmare. a living nightmare, Cecil. I'm trying to get home, but the journey's bastard. That whole road's closed, Cecil. Manor Road. Road closed, never heard of it.
It looks beauty.
Watch out for that cyclist, Cecil.
Yeah. Hello, Manor Road, you bastard. Causing all those problems.
This is tedious. Tedious.
And the gentleman, and I say gentleman, is about six, and the Honda Jazz in front of us keeps looking at his... Oh, no, don't worry, love. Walk right in front of me, old slag. She did look like a right slapper. Yes, the boy in front of us is constantly on his phone, looking down at his lap.
Idiots. I hate everybody.
Yes, we know, Sir Jeremy.
They're just all so beneath me. Every single one of you. I hate having to be around you.
Why are you here, Sir Jeremy?
I told you, Cecil's record collection, I need to look at it. He said he had some rare LPs.
Right, and did he?
Nope, he had two Cliff Richards and that was it.
I thought they might be rare. I mean, who wants Cliff Richard LPs?
Literally nobody. So they're not worth more than top and tape near a pound. And there was about an eighth of a pound, so I don't know what monetary values that would give you. But not a bloody lot, I tell you what.
No. Well, you never know. You might have uncovered a hidden gem in my LP collection.
Is it a collection if you've only got two, Cecil?
Well, technically it's my collection. It's just not a very big collection. What?
What?
Oh, you're trying to somehow twist that into something rude.
Yep.
Don't see how. We went 30 miles an hour for a second then, Cecil. That was fun.
Yep.
This reminds me of the World Tour, where from that time when we were in one of the provinces in China and Tony got us lost, kept going down one-way streets backwards. Then we had to almost drive the whole town reverse.
Nope, that never actually happened, did it, Paul?
Yeah, it did.
None of it happened, did it, Paul? It was all in your imagination.
That's not true, though, is it? Otherwise, Clive wouldn't be dead.
Glad he is.
Severed, decapitated bastard. When are we going on another world tour, Sir Jeremy? Can you schedule one in for summer?
Well, we'll see about that. I've actually got a travel programme booked in for summer. I'm going to be on Channel 5 doing the world tour, thank you very much. But not with you cretins.
But we could be your road crew. Get us on a tour bus, drive us around the world to... What's your programme about?
I just travel around the world, find the poorest people possible, point at them and laugh and go, oh, look at this gentleman. He's not wearing any shoes. Excuse me. Look at this family. They get less than £2 a week to live on. Excuse me, I've got burps now. No, oh, look at this person. He doesn't even have a bloody home. Oh, what? Woof. That was great. We love it. Sponsored by Nigel Farage.
Oh.
Or maybe not. I don't even know that yet, but...
And I could be a cameraman, Cecil.
Could you indeed?
Make Sir Jeremy Cream take me with him. I'll be a cameraman. I'd love another world tour, Cecil. That was exotic. Remember the ice cream we had in Italy? Vanilla. So mild.
Yes, your mother loved that. Tender and mild, like the baby Jesus. Now look, Pa, there's a cyclist. That's what you should do. Get a bloody a push-pedal cycle and travel hither and thither between work and home. You just watch Paul. He'll overtake us about 14 times. We've overtaken him, yes. But I bet he will overtake us before the day's through. And if I'm wrong, then slap my thigh and rub some jammy dodgers onto my groin.
What? And if you're correct?
Then I'll just look smugly at you, Paul. Oh, Paul. Yes.
That is a smug face you've got there, Cecil.
Yep. He just overtook us. And as predicted, Paul.
Oh, God, shut up.
No. We've overtaken him again.
This is just abysmal podcasting, Cecil.
Is it? Well, there's little. It's not in the middle. That's how I remember it, Paul.
God. You sure we can't go on a world tour, Cecil?
Up to me, is it? He's the one with millions of pounds.
I'll think about it, Paul. I don't even know where I'm actually going yet.
Right. Oh, God, I'm bored. 36 minutes, it's taking me.
Oh, Paul!
You smug son of a bitch.
He's taken past us again, Paul. And now we overtake him once again. Toodaloo, bicycle boy. Eat Cecil's dust.
No, I bet your bloody car is dusty, actually, Cecil. A bit like your bloody record collection. When was the last time you played that?
Christmas. I've forgotten the song. Christmas time. Oh, Paul.
Oh, sod off.
No. There he goes again.
Yes. Well done, Cecil. You predicted something. You're a Christmas miracle man.
Oh, no Christmas?
No, but we always listen to Cliff Richard at Christmas, and Cecil just sang a word of it. It made me think it was Christmas. It's not Christmas. It's bloody April the 20th.
21st, actually.
Man.
Nope. But? No, I think I'm wrong.
That never happens.
As for 20th.
Oh, who gives a rat's teat?
Speak French to me, Paul.
I don't even know French, Cecil. I've only ever overheard people speaking French. I don't know what any of it means. All I remember is from Regarder from Tots TV. Tilly from Tots TV, remember that? Le donkey, but it's not donkey. I don't remember what it is. Le burro. And that's Spanish.
No. Oh, speak Spanish in front of your mother, Paul.
Yeah, I'm not stupid. I'm not going to do that, am I?
Why does she hate the Spanish?
She doesn't like tapas.
I don't think that's Spanish.
Well, maybe if you take us with you on your world tour, we'll be able to find out, won't we? Just don't have Tony as a driver and we might actually go to where we're supposed to be going or not end up in, what was it, Egypt for the 15th time. No. Petrol's £1.58.9 per one whole litre.
Bloody hell, is that a good bargain? I can't remember, I don't know.
Oh, Paul! See you for the last time, cycle boy. Eat Cecil's dust again. Munch down on a big bucket of dust from Cecil and his record collection.
Oh, Lloyd Rigdon.
Who?
I think it was Bikram. That was I did it, Bikram here again.
Oh, it's your other ventriloquism doll. I don't think we can welcome him into the podcast family, I'm afraid.
Oh, Cecil, that is really, really racist.
not racist. There are very logical reasons why you can't come in, Bikram.
Well, I think I feel ostracised because of my ethnicity.
All right, Sir Jeremy Green, knocking on the head now.
Oh, dear me, too woke for you, is it? Bloody snowflake, lefties, lefty liberals.
That petrol's 159.9 per litre, Cecil.
Ah. It's nice to see petrol being more expensive than Coca-Cola.
Not a fun factory. That's the cast iron guarantee of a fun factory cola. It'll never be more expensive than petrol. But sometimes Coca-Cola is more expensive than petrol, somehow, for sugar and water and fizziness. Don't quite know how they manage that, but they do.
I wouldn't know. I don't drink that muck.
It is muck, Sir Jeremy, you're right. Keep away from it. It's filthy muck.
No, oh, this is lovely. We're making wonderful progress now. I'll soon be at home, hopefully, with my blanket on my lap, a cup of tea, maybe two Dunkin' custard creams, and Holmes Under the Hammer on the television.
Oh, God.
If you're lucky, Paul, it could be Escape to the Country.
Oh, God.
And then, because I'm nearly 1,000 and it's nearly 4:15, we'll have our tea quite late for us, Paul, because you've delayed us.
Oh, God, why do you have your tea so early, Cecil?
Oh, look, Paul, there's Rington's tea.
Oof. Talk to me about Rington's tea, Cecil.
Yep.
What happened with them?
I once ordered some pack of biscuits from them, from one of the salespeople who came round and persuaded me to want to buy a biscuit, so I did. Pack of biscuits. I thought that was a real gnome come to life then. What the hell is that? Sorry. £2.50 a pack. I thought, for Christmas, I'll have it. And then every week he brought another pack of biscuits. And even though I said I didn't want any, he said he'd have to wait for head office to get permission to cancel my subscription. And then every week when I wasn't in, he'd just leave a pack of biscuits in the blue bin. And, there's a chav motorbike. Oof, he's gone on pavement. Naughty bastard. Basically, they just kept leaving packets of biscuits and then demanding I pay for them, even though they'd left them. I said, I don't want them. I said, well, you've got to pay for them. Well, I don't want them. Well, you've had them now, you've eaten them. I said, well, I know I've eaten them, but I didn't ask for them. I thought you left me them as a present. And they were like, no, we didn't leave them as a present. We just thought you would want them. You ordered one once, so that means you get them forever.
No. Have you cancelled them now?
No, I'm just not paying them, Cecil. They can do a chuff off. It's what they can do. Although I do notice they're on the third different salesman from what they started with. I guess Rington's Tea doesn't keep all of its staff. Must be the high-pressure tactics they have to use to sell fairly average biscuits.
No.
Do you know, I literally nearly fell asleep then listening to you and your tedious anecdote. That was abysmal.
Right.
That man in his car had the car full of Union flags. He must be super patriotic.
Good on him, I tell you what. I'd get it tattooed all over my face if I could. I'd bloody love England, me.
What about Scotland and Wales and Ireland?
Yeah, good take or leave them, I tell you that.
Yeah, thought as much. I thought as much, yeah.
Cliché, Sir Jeremy.
What's that?
You're such a cliché, little Englander.
All right, Paul.
Sorry, I did another Trump.
Oh, Jesus Christ!
That is eggy, isn't it, Cecil?
Yeah, it is. Eggy is about, for God's sake, there's another cocking fat cyclist now. Going right in front of our drive. Move your fat bloody legs, you bald chav. Christ alive.
You'll see why I hate all you people.
Yeah, I agree with you. Absolute scum.
Well, that's a big spider on the green bin, Cecil. I hope you're going to move that for me.
No,